Only a Game is a production of NPR and WBUR Boston. The program is made possible by your financial support. Please pledge online at WBUR.org.
Certain sports seem destined to be coupled with specific beverages. Baseball and beer. Basketball and beer. Football and beer. Stationary bicycle racing and beer. You might not have thought of that last one on your own, but Only a Game's Doug Trabu recently learned of the association, and he has this report.
The warehouse at the Harpoon Brewery in South Boston is essentially a canyon of beer. The long aisle is lined on either side with pallets holding cases of beer stacked 25 feet high. But on this February Saturday afternoon, there are no forklifts at work. The aisle between the pallets is lined with cyclists warming up for a time trial. The temperature outside is 22 degrees, and professional triathlete Karen Smyers says the indoor event is a welcome winter break.
Anything you can do to give yourself a little motivation to get on the bike is good. So having an event like this as a carrot when you're doing your indoor workouts, it's really fun.
Smyers and the other cyclists waiting for the next heat are in a long row, riding bikes mounted on stationary training machines. Smyers won the Hawaiian Ironman in 1995 and the U.S. national title six times, but the 48-year-old Lincoln, Massachusetts resident says today's venue might throw her off a bit.
I get distracted by the smell of the hops, you know. I'm a very well-known beer drinker, so it's hard. It's hard to stay focused.
Around the corner, 24 stationary trainers are set up in a large room normally filled with the brewery's packaging materials, right next to Harpoon's bottling line, which has been marked off with caution tape. The stationary trainers are in groups of eight, facing a tall metal tower with large video screens. A trainer is a small stand that locks onto the bike's rear axle. The back tire sits on a small, round metal bar. Dave Nero owns Fast Splits Multisport, a triathlon retail store in Newton, Massachusetts. Nero owns the devices, which are made by Computrain.
These are very sophisticated commercial-grade equipment. Some folks have them in their home as well, where the software talks to the hardware and using electromagnetic signals changes the amount of force applied to the rear wheel of a bicycle on a fixed trainer.
Nero has networked the machines, and on the video screens, each cyclist is represented by a colored box. Riders can also see a diagram of the course, their speeds, and the distance to the leader. Last year's inaugural event drew about 180 riders. Today, there are nearly 300 from six states, including Connecticut, Ohio, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island. According to Nero, it's the largest indoor time trial of its kind in the country. Charlie Story is Harpoon's Senior Vice President of Marketing. He says the brewery has a long relationship with cycling.
A lot of the employees, a lot of people who work here really enjoy cycling. And we've gotten involved with some charity cycling events over the years and really found it to be a great fit with things that we're passionate about, which is great beer and great social experiences. What that led to was starting to produce bicycle events on our own.
Harpoon opened in Boston in 1986 and later added a second brewery in Vermont. 10 years ago, the company held the first brewery-to-brewery ride, or B2B. Each June, more than 800 cyclists ride 150 miles from the Boston brewery to the facility in Windsor, Vermont, to raise money for several charities. Dave Nero has set the Computrainers to simulate the B2B's final 8 miles, which follow the New Hampshire side of the Connecticut River Valley before crossing a covered bridge into Vermont.
And then effectively straight up a 5 or 6% hill, which doesn't sound like a lot. You wouldn't hardly notice it in your car, but it's a golf course hill. And at this point in a cycling race, it's an excruciating amount of power one needs to generate to get over the hill and down the other side.
Come on, Chad, fight it.
Here we go, push it, girls.
You got about a minute to ride.
As riders compete, supporters cheer them on, and an announcer does some play-by-play. Most of the races are open heats, but some are specific, including elite women, elite men, and men over 200 pounds. 54-year-old Scott Hammond was the winner in the 50 and older category. Hammond has been competing in triathlon since 1985, and he came from Austin, Texas for the event. He says he normally keeps his heart rate under 140 while riding, but the simulated course was too tough.
This was 20 minutes of just all out. You know, it went to 160 within the first minute. And it, you know, I kept saying, oh, God, you'll let me die here away from my home and family.
The top male and female riders are given a red leader's vest and invited to enjoy some beer on a raised platform called the hot seat until their times are beaten. There's a jovial atmosphere even among the competitors. Although the event attracts world-class athletes, there are also many serious but more casual riders. Somerville, Massachusetts resident Michael Augustine and his friends Eric Wewell and Jeremy Cloud regularly participate in charity rides and other competitions. Like most of the racers, they grab a round of beers after their heat and watch the other races. Augustine says riding in place created a unique opportunity for the three cyclists.
I came today for the simple fact that I wanted to ride a CompuTrainer next to some of the best riders in the area, be able to see them the entire race, because if we were out on the road, I would see them roughly at the start, 8 seconds, and then I would be huffing it with these guys. Behind them.
Clinton Becker came at the urging of a friend who's a serious cyclist. Becker's riding is normally limited to his commute. In a room full of spandex, he's sporting denim cutoff shorts and a 70s-style mustache grown just for the occasion. The Brookline, Massachusetts resident says it's his first time trial, and he'll definitely be back.
It started off a lot of fun, and then I hit the wall, and it became a lot less fun. But then I had my friends cheering me on, and those endorphins start kicking in, and then you just kind of put your head down and go for it, knowing that there's beer at the end.
The top man and woman in each heat get, you guessed it, a case of beer. Other prizes include spots in the upcoming sold-out brewery-to-brewery ride, bike jerseys, and new sets of bike tires. 24-year-old Ethan Brown of Lowell, Massachusetts, was the overall winner. The professional triathlete set a course record with a time of just over 18 minutes and 37 seconds. 48-year-old Karen Smyers led the women, finishing in just over 21 minutes. One of the later heats features another twist on the indoor time trial format. Harpoon sponsors two triathlon teams and one cycling team and has invited all three to compete against each other. Matt Pokris is on the Boston triathlon team. He says the computers will provide virtual drafting where the lead riders create an air pocket, making it easier for the racers behind them.
We need to ride together as a group and make sure that our weakest rider gets protected while the strongest riders do more of the work. And we got a bunch of huge TV screens here that can show us virtually how we're doing against each other. It's a total cycling geek fest.
In the end, the triathlon squad Team Psycho wins. Karen Smyers and teammate Dee Dee Griesbauer are among the athletes taking a second shot at the course. As Smyers finishes, Griesbauer hands her a pint of Harpoon IPA in a plastic cup, something Smyers has been looking forward to all day.
I actually had arranged beforehand with some people. I said, just do me one favor and have a beer waiting for me when I finish. And I probably should have been finished about a minute or two ahead of where I was, so they had it there early and they were taunting me.
All in all, the country's largest stationary indoor time trial featured 13 heats, drew hundreds of racers and spectators, and took nearly 12 hours to complete. But Harpoon Promotions manager Jesse Cox says there's still no confusion about the brewery's primary purpose.
We have to make sure we put things back, because more important than anything is we got to make beer and keep it fresh and get it to the people. So while we don't have events, we need to make sure our focus is putting things back in place after all this so we can brew a whole new batch of beer on Monday.
For Only a Game, I'm Doug Trabue.
Doug Trabue's account of the Harpoon Indoor Time Trial will be featured in this week's show. We'll also be presenting the 16th edition of that feature so many of you have come to tolerate, Only a Game Super Bowl Haiku. I'd present a haiku here to promote it, but I've grown weary of thinking exclusively in lines containing 5 or 7 syllables. I'll also be talking with Greg Doyle of CBSSports.com about the Super Bowl, because he's almost certain to know which two teams will be involved and may even have an opinion regarding which one will win. I'll be joined by Dr. Gay Culverhouse as well. She's the former president of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who is now heading a foundation that locates and helps former NFL players suffering from dementia and various other ills. and on the assumption that it's perhaps a good idea even on this potentially super weekend to sail away from football for at least a few minutes, Only a Game's Karen Given will have the story of perhaps the most contentious America's Cup campaign of all time. And the first race hasn't yet occurred. So join us, and remember, you can always hear the program at onlyagame.org.